86-87. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
No police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
No police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy!
I don't know if everybody digested all of that information, but we have some very happy ladies in here.
Oh, that was fantastic.
You liked that, Polly. Didn't you?
Go, Polly.
She's like, where's the Yo Polly? Jeannie Kench is here. Woo-hoo. Mojave County Assessor, along with Nancy Campbell.
Hello.
Havasu's own Nancy Campbell. She's a city councilwoman, of course, and with the Mojave County GOP.
Yes, I am.
You just put your glasses on. I'm like, who are you?
I know. I'm
behind
the same person. Well,
Foster,
you know.
Foster grants, right?
Yeah. I got all the information. You know, I want to make sure I can read everything in front of me, make sure it's accurate at all right. time, especially if I'm going to be sitting with Miss Jeannie Kenchi yes. over here.
Right, oh, right. Exactly.
She can't be making me look bad, huh?
Anyway, no. Welcome to the show. On a serious note, today is December 7th, of course, 2021.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
80 years ago. I heard that wow. this morning, and I thought, wow. And the reason I say that is because in my past employment, when I lived in Vegas, I drove a veteran shuttle, like a big cutaway ADA bus. Mm-hmm. And one of my clients was a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Oh, my.
And believe it or not, he was on the hospital ship right next to the Arizona when the Arizona
wow.
got hit and
uh-huh.
went down. He said he got appendicitis the day before.
Oh, my goodness wow. gracious.
What luck is that?
Right?
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, not luck, but I'm
right.
just saying.
Right.
He's in a hospital bed, but he's the boat's rocking, and he's wondering, when are we going down, too? So, anyway, yeah, very nice old man. I, of course, just a client. I never really kept touch with him, but what a fantastic story is. There are hundreds and hundreds of stories from that that fateful day,
almost
if you will.
Almost 2,400 people perished.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing. So mm-hmm. we remember those. We'll never forget December 7th, 1941,
nope.
here on Speak Out, just like we never forget events like 9/11 and that,
mm-hmm.
too. So,
mm-hmm.
all right.
Real quickly, we do
yeah.
have a proclamation today at 3 to 4 underneath the bridge for the Pearl Harbor Day.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Okay. Yeah, proclamation.
A proclamation at
yes.
3 to 4. Okay.
Yeah, under the
oh,
bridge.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And the public's invited?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Right
yeah.
there at the stage?
Mayor and council will be there at the stage, yes.
Oh, how wonderful is that?
For
oh,
Pearl
fantastic.
Harbor
yeah.
Day.
Lake Havasu does not forget. So good job there.
I heard there was a really nice piece,
Mayor and council.
Piece from the Arizona also down there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And they're finding a home for it, is what I understand.
Oh. So next cool. year on December 7th would be the perfect dedication day for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Once the structure yeah. is built to house that piece, I understand it's fairly big. So.
Yes.
Right,
yep.
right, right.
We're excited.
Have you been there? I've been there, Arizona, to the Arizona and
yes.
Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I have been around that bay, but I did not visit the memorial itself.
It's
I used
fascinating.
To work right next door to the Bumblebee Tuna Factory.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a
right.
work on a deep sea fishing boat.
No, put it on. My father actually went to high school in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So we went back a lot.
I know all the Dole pineapple farms and that are around that area, so... anyway, yeah, I don't want to say happy Pearl Harbor Day, but we're remembering
yes,
Pearl
yes,
Harbor
yes,
Day
we are.
Here. But that's not the reason you ladies are here. Today is like the the Sisters Before Misters Day on Speak Out. It's funny because we had a female guest yesterday with Dr. Carla Harkelrode from ASU Habitat.
Right. Oh, wow. Heard yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. You heard the interview. Mm-hmm. Jeannie listens almost every day.
Well, that's no, awesome. I try to. I try to say, well, I got to go for a run and get in my car so I can listen to a portion of it because I do have work to do, right? So I always kind of gear it around your time
schedule
slot
all
so
your
I can get some. So, yeah.
And well, you Jeannie know, you reads can listen. All the news, too. Yeah, every three. Newspaper, yeah. She reads all of them. The
you can always listen online.
KNTRtalk.com. Yes, you're right.
Just so you know, I'll send you the link.
If I'm at my office, though, I need to be working, you know. I have to take care of the taxpayers out there.
I work and listen to two, sometimes I do. There's three so much radio to stations do. All day.
Yeah, that's your job. That's your
I
job.
I know. So luckily, yeah, I can handle that. All right. No game scheduled today on the sports station, but we do have U of A basketball tomorrow night taking on Wyoming, the Wyoming Cowboys at 8 p.m. And the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Minnesota Vikings. That is at 6 on Thursday, Thursday Night Football. All that on 94.3, 100.5, 980 a.m. here in Lake Havasu City. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. It's kind of funny because I got a call the other day on Sunday from someone rolling into Havasu who wanted to hear the Cardinals game, and they didn't know they were coming from Bullhead. You know, what frequency is it on in Havasu? So, yeah, made use of that. So, that was Clay from, one of the Kiwanis clubs up in Bullhead City. Big Cardinals fan along with us. I don't know about you. You're
absolutely.
In red today, so.
Cardinals fan all the way.
Can you believe
they're doing
10-2?
An amazing job?
Right. Are they going to get it?
This is so exciting. I know.
And they're not playing on Sunday, by the way.
Playoffs
because they're
for
on
sure.
They're on Monday. They're on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, against the Rams. That'll be a great game.
Go Cardinals.
All right, so let's talk about, are we putting on the assessor hat or
yep.
the
we'll
Republicans
start with the,
hat?
We'll start with the assessor hat.
Okay.
I just wanted to remind everybody out there about our programs we have in the assessor's office where you have the opportunity to apply for exemptions if you're 100% disabled, if you're a widow or a widower. There's qualifications, but it could take a substantial amount off of your tax bill, $300 to $400, which is very helpful. So that starts on January 3rd, and so please come to one of our offices, either in Kingman, Havasu or Bullhead City. That's 700 West Beale Street in Kingman. That's 2001 College Drive at the courthouse here in Havasu, or in Bullhead at 1130 Hancock Road. We also have the program, the Senior Freeze Program, and that is if you're over 65 and you qualify, we can freeze your values. So the limited property value will freeze and it will not go up. So
for how long?
For as long as you keep signing up every 2 years.
Oh, okay.
You don't even have to keep signing up. You just have to let us know that nothing has changed after 2 years. But we send a reminder and. Same thing with the exemption program.
Oh, nice. Can you do it by phone as well?
No, you have forms you have to fill out in person.
No, I mean the reminders.
Oh, yes, you can do that. You know, just call and say nothing has changed, and we'll make sure we put that in the system.
Oh, nice. Very convenient for the taxpayer.
Very, very nice.
Right.
Yes. So that can save some people some money. And
especially these last couple of years where values have went through the roof.
I know it.
Unbelievable.
You know, I don't know if I would want to freeze it right now. No. I almost want to wait till that crash that we plan on happening soon, because there's no way everything goes up that much and doesn't come back down.
We live in Lake Havasu City, though.
That's true. It might not come down much.
The golden child of cities.
It's everywhere, by the way.
Well, and keep it in mind.
From what I understand.
It's my values. It's not the market values.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, so my values don't go so quickly. Here, 30 days later, it could have doubled the price of the house. Ours, everything's a two-year program. Everything takes 2 years to get into a tax bill. So you're not going to see ours spike like the market.
So maybe it would be a good time to freeze
now. Probably a good time, just in case.
Yeah.
And then you can do it over again if you find that, you know, it's gone down. Just do it over again and we'll freeze it at the new
value.
Right. And I also wanted to let everyone know that we're still working hard. The assessors are submitting another proposal to try to get a veterans exemption program. And this veterans program is going to end up, the proposal is going to be a constitutional amendment, so we'll be voting on it. And that is because we need to do some cleanup. With the program we have now with widow and widowers, it literally says that husband that died needed to have to pass away in Arizona. Well, let's say you're on a vacation and you're in Minnesota. You wouldn't qualify. So there's things like that that we were trying to clean up, and unfortunately it's a constitutional amendment, which means people are going to have to vote for it. And then the veteran, we're putting it all together on one proposal.
So time out on that one, okay? Uh-huh. So you're talking about a ballot question.
Yes.
Would it be statewide or just county?
Just statewide.
It would be fully statewide.
Yes.
Would that be something to where the assessors, I don't know if there's a group of assessors around the state, would that be something they would support and maybe get a slam dunk for?
It's our proposal, okay? So I'm hoping, we're going to all support it because it's our proposal. It's been very difficult to get the veterans in because if we're going to do a change in our statute or our constitution, we might as well fix this as well. So that's what we're doing. So we're doing the change with the veterans exemption, and that's the proposal, and that's if they're disabled, but they're only 20% disabled, they'll get 20% of that exemption.
Oh, I see.
For a veteran.
Okay.
Only for a veteran, all right? That has been, and it doesn't matter how they got injured either. They could have been injured in the line of duty or afterwards. So that's the exemption that we're trying to propose, but we thought, well, while we're doing that, let's clean up this other stuff that's not fair to the taxpayers. And so we're trying to do both because it's the same laws, it's the same statutes.
Okay, so I'm wrapping my head around this a little bit more. It's only for injured veterans then.
Correct. Yes, for the veterans program, it'd be disabled. But again, if you're 10% disabled, you'd get 10% of the exemption.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're trying for both. We're hoping the legislature likes our proposal. If the legislature says it's okay, then it'll go through and it's going to go to the voters. And then you'll hear a lot more from us assessors, to try to please vote yes for this.
Well, a week.
Just a good thing.
A week from this Thursday, Leo Biasucci is going to be on the program for the entire hour. He's going to take Brian's place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you should call in.
And
we can talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, it's a little preliminary because he's not in the legislature yet where he's actually received it. This is the month where all of the assessors around the state make their proposal.
But January is that month where they drop the bills.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So
yes.
That
and,
might
and
be a
good
preemptive strike.
And he knows about it because he dropped the bill for me 2 years
okay.
ago. So he knows very much about it. We haven't changed it any. It's just that we had legislatures that weren't so pro-veteran, and he didn't get the support he was looking for.
That's unbelievable.
I just can't see that.
I don't see it either.
Yeah.
And revenues are through the roof. I mean, the amount of revenues that are coming into our state, and including our city, the citizens of the state are doing their due diligence, and they're buying stuff, and they're giving us plenty of money to run.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer to me.
It is a no-brainer.
This is a great.
And it's a very, it doesn't cost much at all, and I just don't see, I don't know, why it just, we've been trying for 10 years, the assessors have, to try to get a veteran exemption, and it just isn't going through.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that
it
crazy?
Is.
So
it
we're
is.
Gonna make, we're gonna change we're it this
time. Let's get that done.
Yeah.
You guys ready to take a break?
You bet.
Take an early break, remind people they can give us a call at 928-854-5687. Speaking of state laws, you have to dial that 928 now.
Yeah, I know.
928-854-KNTR is the number. If you want to talk to us on Speak Out, if you have a question for either Nancy Campbell or Jeannie Kench. And the request today, it was unanimous. I can't argue when the ladies say they want Kid Rock. So there you go.
Absolutely.
It's all about Kid Rock today.
Who doesn't want Kid Rock, right?
Right. We're going to roll on with a little Kid Rock when we go to break, and we'll be back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoy.
So long tonight, yeah. Money and success. I don't complain about the stress. I wanted this, and now it's here, so I don't bitch. And I swear the time's a trick. Appears and oh so quick, man. I was just 16 and now I'm staring at 30. I'm the real McCoy and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby, with a top left back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby.
West Coast chillin' with the Boone's Wine. You gotta love that, right? Does that take you back or what?
It does.
No.
Hey, it reminds
takes me back. I went to school in North Las Vegas.
It was strawberry boons wine. Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think I tried it once, and I said, now I know why I'm not drinking this ever the rest of my life.
Pretty darn sweet.
I think I was a tickle pink guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise. The Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, also Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And just a reminder to Jeannie Kent, you can stream at KNTRtalk.com, just like you'd have a radio on in the office. The same deal. So, or you can go to the archives there as well. Listen to the show later. We have a lot of people that do that and just hunt for the Speak Out tab or Speak Out 2.0. That's on after news and a short break. And guests today, oh, Sean Hammond, the Aquarius GM, and Edgewater. Is the guest today. It's all about Feed a Family today and some other programs at the Aquarius. Speaking of programs, I want to remind people when you go through the community today in Lake Havasu City, and Nancy probably already knows this since it's Pearl Harbor Day, the Kiwanis Flag Program.
Yes.
They do that on Pearl, we do that, I should say, full disclosure. Lake Havasu Kiwanis does that on Pearl Harbor Day as well.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Councilmember David Lane, I know, is really involved in that and shows up very early and helps put up all those flags. So extremely proud of that.
I was ready for teammate Myron Deshane to pick me up and clubmate and all that. And I guess they had so many volunteers that, I was in the bullpen all morning. So.
You gotta love Lake Havasu City.
Oh, yeah.
We are
we're
most
so patriotic.
We are.
Right.
I love our
volunteers. And we're doing the adopted seniors at the Republican luncheon meeting today. And I'm sure that whole Chagrus downstairs is going to be packed gifts for our seniors. There's no doubt about it. I have two big, huge bags. It's so much fun.
The Bridgeview Room, right?
Yeah, the Bridgeview Room. Today at 11 o'clock, right after this, I'm zipping down there for lunch and donating the senior citizens, the seniors, the lost seniors.
Right on. Yeah. All right. So you have a perfect, what is it called? Deed backlogs? You call it a perfect storm?
Okay, so,
this isn't a movie, by the way.
This is back to the assessor's office
right
here. Okay. We all know our market was crazy. So, of course, that kind of put a hurt into how quickly we can get our deeds out, our deed changes out. We had a perfect storm. I had a couple people that retired because they'd been with the assessor's office for over 25 years. You couldn't tell them to stay, please. The market's bad. I need you. And then I had another one that had a baby. So we had a perfect storm. We had already purchased a intelligent software that kind of did a lot of the work for us, but we needed the people in order to work the software and be trained the software first, and the economy came in and the deeds were coming in so fast we couldn't keep up with them. So I wanted to thank the people for being patient out there. We did get a backlog of these deeds, and people understood. I mean, haven't seen a market like this in over 10 years. So
it's unbelievable.
It was pretty. Even with my full staff, it would have been difficult to keep up, but we were able to do it.
Let me ask you this. We all know the effect that COVID had on the real estate market and that. Were prices going up before that? Evaluations?
Oh, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah. They were slowly.
So it kind of exacerbated
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And just the sales. That's what killed us was the sales. So people understand that the deeds are recorded with the recorder's office, either through your title company or whoever's going to sell it. If you're going to quit claim it for $10 or whatever you're going to do, goes to the recorder's office. Then those deeds go to the assessor's office and we look and vet every deed.
Wow.
If there is an error in that deed, like maybe somebody copied and pasted something off the website when they shouldn't have and it wasn't accurate, it holds things up. What we found, and this goes into my next topic of the aftermarket software problems, is that, everybody's getting so smart out there. There's a lot of artificial intelligence software available for your title companies, your real estate companies, and all of these different companies. But what people don't understand is the information they have is very inaccurate or can be very inaccurate. So, example, you go on Zillow and see how much your house is worth, and it says $3. Why? Because you never sold it, and there's no information there.
Right.
Okay? And
sure.
They don't go off the market like we do. We go off the market when we value. And so what we found out, and it took us a while to figure out why we were getting all these phone calls from title companies and real estate, how come your information isn't the same that I have? And it took me a couple months to figure out. I actually went and worked with a realtor in Kingman, and I says, okay, what information do you have that's different than what's on my page?
Right.
And they said this, and then we realized it's the software. So this is what happens. You decide to sell your home, and you copy and paste the description of that parcel and improvement on the deed. What you didn't understand was that was the description from 10 years ago, and that it had been split since then.
Oh.
So that last line was cut off. It wasn't included. So it goes to the recorder's office. The artificial intelligence software picks it up from the recorder's office because they can get that every 24 hours, get all of that information. Boom, boom, boom,
it's like
boom.
A 24-hour update.
Yeah, it's constant. Okay. They're picking up information that's inaccurate. So then,
oh, what a
right,
mess.
So it's a mess. So the realtors are getting this information. The title companies are, the lawyers are getting this information through the software, and they're going, well, according to me, I had a poor lady that owned three parcels, and she only wanted one of them, you know, but it was because it had picked up all the whole section instead of when it got split. So what the assessor's office does when they get those deeds is they vet them. They make sure they're accurate. And before it goes into our system, we make sure it's accurate. And we say, oh, I know that's not what they mean. They mean this plus, you know, lot number D, or we've changed the parcel number on it. And so it caused the mess, and that also contributed to our parcel.
Is that a manual process when it comes to the assessor's office?
It goes from the recorder's office to us, so it's digitally. We get the recorder's stuff, okay? But it's manual.
To verify.
Title companies have made errors, right? Because they're taking a description from the last title that might have been different because they split it or something, or even that one was wrong, and now we're better at catching those things.
Is there anything a citizen can do to keep closer eye on that? As I have a lot of parcels as well, and
Never,
I want to make sure they're correct.
Right. Never copy and paste the description off the assessor's website. Get that information. If you want to, you can get it from the recorder's office. You can get an old deed, but do make certain that it's current. So you either get an engineer or you get somebody that could tell you, yes, this is your parcel. This is not, you know, so let's say your parcel was 223-01-051, and then they split it 10 years ago. Now it's 051A, 051B, 051C. Okay.
Wow.
So, and if you don't know that,
no,
right?
Yeah.
So you need to get a surveyor, or you need to get somebody that can help you with that description. It clearly states on our website, do not copy and paste this. Okay. It clearly states, but you know what?
Right.
They've done it anyway. Many people have done it anyway. And I suggest going back to the last deed through the recorder's office, which you can easily get. It's now all available. It's amazing what the recorder's office will give you. It's either under the parcel number or under the name. And you can look at that and go, oh, no, it's never been split, and it is correct. Or, oh, my gosh, I don't know. If it was split, how do I do this? So this is
all those surveyors out there that are listening, you better get really busy this holiday, because Mrs. Kinch has just told everybody to go and hire you to make sure your parcels are correct.
Right.
I mean,
and I've got a list of them in the county at my offices. So when people need to know, then they come in and I give them a list of all the surveyors.
They're so busy now.
Yeah.
But this is really important.
Yeah, it's important because it's caused us all kinds of havoc. And it's all because of this aftermarket software that is supposed to make our lives easier has made the assessor's office life not so easy.
Right.
And it just added to that perfect storm as we're running around going, how come this lady owns four houses when she really is only supposed to own one? And we're finding out this is what's been going on.
Anything else before you change hats in the next segment?
No, I think, we did, the assessor's office did get a summit award from the state. Very proud
of that.
Congratulations. Yeah, and it was from our well program. We value wells up in the Kingman area, any of the big wells for agriculture that have never been valued before throughout the entire state. So we're quite proud of our program.
Wow. So please tell me there's no term limit on your office.
There is not.
All right.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
That's
I
nice.
Was thinking that the whole time. How is she going to train her successor? Right?
Yes.
I'm just
she
saying.
Does an amazing job.
You do.
We're real
we
proud
are
about
so
it.
Blessed to
thank
have
you.
Her.
All right. Let's
sure.
come back and we'll talk about Republican Party.
Absolutely.
And the county GOP, because Jeannie is also the county GOP chair.
Yes.
For how long?
Well, it's a 2-year term.
It's a 2-year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if they want me again, then there'll be another 2 years.
Right, right, right. All right, well, we're continuing with Kid Rock. Get in the mosh pit, because here we go. Ba with the ba. All right, our guests, Jeannie Kench and Nancy Campbell. I'm Paul LaVoy. We'll be back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us. Boy, the songs, it goes from a really quiet verse to a monster chorus. You gotta love it, right? Yeah, are you? No, your mic is really low. There you
okay.
go. There you go.
I'm still here.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and by Thane O'Brien with Spot On, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Thane, what a guy, O'Brien. Give him a call, 928-706-2784, or send an email to tobrien with an E at spoton.com. Jeannie, you probably know Thane from the Speak Out 2.0 show when I used to host. Thane did the opens, and he'd say, now, a guy who needs a whole lot of air conditioning. Yeah. That.
He used to come in down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember Thane.
Yeah.
Very well.
So Thane getting it done was Spot On, and we just interviewed him last week. Great company, by the way. They do, like, it's like Square.
Yeah, I heard that
but
interview.
But a lot more benefits.
Right. I was really impressed at what they do and what they're providing. And it's really kind of cheap for their restaurant business, which is good. And apparently an easy switchover.
Yes.
Good.
Wow.
Right. Because your bank, a lot of times, will do that for you. And you don't have any say.
Right.
And, you do have a choice when it comes to... what do they call it? Point of sale transactions.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. All
absolutely.
Right, Jeannie Kench is with us. I know I overused that word. She's the Mojave County Assessor, and Nancy Campbell, City Councilwoman for Lake Havasu City, and they're both with Mojave County GOP because you're the boss lady.
Yeah.
For another year too.
Yeah.
Did a great job with the picnic, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It was very successful. It's amazing how many candidates are coming out early now instead of waiting until January.
Right.
They were hitting me up last January. We want to make sure we come to your picnic. So it was a very successful picnic.
Wait till next summer.
Oh, man. It's going to be twice as many. Yeah. We're already preparing for it, trying to make it easier on the candidates and us, and we're buying a new speakers.
Big
like
sound
you
system.
Suggested. We're
buying with Bluetooth.
Yes, speakers.
There you go.
So you
have more coverage area.
Yes.
You need
exactly,
it when you have two tents.
They couldn't hear
like
it
that.
Outside.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're doing some investments in the Republican Party that are necessary that we just kind of, you know, maybe didn't need to, but the Republican Party is really on the ball right now. There's a lot we need to do. We're spreading the Republican message, obviously, and we're looking for those that are interested in becoming PCs at this time.
That's precinct captains
precinct
for those
committee
of you.
Precinct committeemen. Okay. And,
these or women.
Right. So at this point now, after January, we're going to want people to get signatures so they can be on the ballot and they can be elected PCs. We have a much more power at the state level if we have more elected PCs. And you can't be voting at the state level if you're not elected. So we're going to get the word out, get a lot of, we're going to have more than we've ever had before. I know we are.
It's Nancy, what's your involvement right now with the county Republicans?
Well, it was really interesting when I was campaigning. People would come up to me and say, are you a Republican? And I said, yes, I'm a Republican. Well, you need to go to the Republican, go to the luncheons and to the dinners and the breakfast. And I had no idea. I had no clue. And so I started searching out where they were at, and I had a very difficult time finding them. A lot of their websites were outdated. A lot of their information was outdated. I was showing up the Pioneer when it's supposed to be at Chagrou's. Right. And I'm like, what is going on here? The Republican Party is such a strong party in this community, but the marketing had dropped down a little bit, as she said, we needed some work. And so I showed up for my first meeting, and I thought it was the women's lunch meeting, but it was a Tuesday. It was Tuesday for at 11 o'clock down at Chagrou's, the first Tuesday of every month. And then they said, do you go to the Monday night club? I said, oh, there's a Monday night club. So I went to the Monday night club, and I absolutely aligned with the people. We have amazing speakers show up. Mm-hmm. I don't think the community has a clue what our meetings are like and how organized they are. So then I found out I could be I'm a member for both of the clubs, and now I'm even a Republican man. I didn't know I could be a Republican man. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Republican Men's Club.
Republicans Men's Club member.
We're both members of that.
I thought you were playing the,
you are.
I thought you were playing the gender identity card for a minute.
No, I'm not. But Jeannie and I are definitely members of the Republican Men's Club, which meet on Tuesday mornings downstairs at Mackay's at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different venue, but I'll tell you, if you want to get involved in the community, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you may be on, if you want to meet your candidates, meet people that are highly involved in the community. I got so excited, then that's how I met Jeannie and Luana and Sue Donahue, and wow, these are hardworking ladies and gentlemen that support this community, and I am so proud to be a part of it.
I haven't heard the name Sue Donahue in so long. Do you know what her maiden name is? Lavoie.
No way.
Is it really?
And
well,
she has a brother named Paul. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes, Sue and I are like stepbrother and sister.
Oh,
or
that's
half
wonderful.
Brother and sister. Yeah. Absolutely. So are you taking a more active role with the marketing then of the county Republicans?
Yes, as an event coordinator in the past and owning my own cigar bar, and I'm in the same boat that Jeannie was, that I would hire people to build me websites, and then if I wanted to get an event out, you just couldn't find the people. So I started learning how to build websites, and so the first thing I did was donate my time with Lake Havasu Republican Women's Club. We branded it as you can go to www.lhrwc.com. It's that easy. And you can even buy your lunch tickets online. You can do all your applications, renewal fees. So to start with, I recommend you going to that particular website so you can really see. Jeannie, you just updated yours,
yes,
which shows all the clubs in the community, right?
So would that mean that you're going to rebrand all the Facebook and that to LHRWC?
Yes.
Okay.
Lake Havasu Republican Women's Club.
So that would be at LHR.
Yes.
Right.
It's all going that way.
Yeah.
And what I'd love it. Love to see is all the websites that no matter where you are in the state of Arizona, you could literally plug in and maybe go to lunch. I was invited to the Mesa Republican Women's Club, which Matt Salmon's wife, Nancy, is the president of that club. That was so packed. I would have not known anything about it if I wasn't introduced to these clubs a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter where you're at in the state or probably the country. We as Republicans need to get the word out there and really invite people to join us to these clubs. And the best way to do that, as we know, is the World Wide Web.
That's what the other side's doing.
Absolutely.
Right. So, fire with fire.
Right. We're trying to get into the 21st century with our digital website information. You know, the MojaveCountyGOP.com is a website that we created starting this year. And in it, it's got now a calendar with all the clubs. So you can go into our event calendar. You can see that, you know, even if you're going to be up in Kingman, maybe go to the Conservative Native Club up there, or the Kingman Women's Club. Bullhead's got the Colorado River Republican Women. And nobody put them together. So then we, not only did I put them together in the calendar, which made it easier for people to see, but I also told the candidates, here's all of our clubs, so when you want to come speak, you can come on a Monday, you can go to the Monday Club and then stay till Tuesday, and then maybe run over to Bullhead on Wednesday, because they're traveling all over the state, and it's difficult for them to, you know, and so what we're doing is making it easier for the candidates to come speak.
Sure,
as well.
Sure.
And a lot of that information was really outdated because they were planning on one person handling all that. Now we can just link them to their websites, and then the website of each individual club should be responsible for taking care of updating, not putting all the burden
on one
person.
Right.
So I want to give out the number again, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you have a question or a comment for Jeannie Kench or Nancy Campbell, I kind of want to talk. I want to talk about something that we've talked about before, where I feel Republicans are kind of, I wouldn't say missing the boat, but the message is wrong. That the like people that come in like Carrie Lake that are running, and I know you can't really endorse a candidate, but you hear this from one side of the party. Well, she's not Republican enough. Well, what happens if she gets the nomination, or somebody else gets the nomination that other Republicans don't like? Don't you think we all have to band together? Once you're a Republican, vote for the Republican, not the Democrat.
Absolutely. After the primary, you will hear us.
Right.
Constantly.
Hopefully.
Right. And there's a lot of people
unity.
That are running, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, and just because I might go to a meet and greet doesn't mean I'm endorsing that person either. I want to hear their message. And I understand what you're saying, but people are going to have to be patient until August. Once we get our primary candidate, then you're going
right.
to, then we have, then we'll put all of our feet behind them, and we'll make sure they get elected over the Democrats.
But
that's how it's done.
I hear this message all the time. They haven't been Republican for that long. Well, guess what? They're off the fence now. They're not Democrat. They're a Republican. So, and I have a friend in California who listens to the show, and he sent me a comment. He was talking about President Trump being banned from Twitter. And I never really thought of this before, but it's almost a blessing, he says, that Trump can't tweet and be a distraction. I never really thought of it that way. He said, let the Dems be their own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long President Biden can be propped up?
I
thought,
I
wow,
agree with that.
I never really thought about that. And then he went on to say that's pretty much how Governor Newsom won the recall, you know, in that he tried to paint his opponent as a black white supremacist, you know, or a white supremacist. So, yeah, it's all about identity politics that side.
That's right.
Well, I have to admit, too, and Jeannie and I have been an advocate for this. Her and I got together early on, I think, in my campaigning. One thing I did find is that every one of our clubs were highly divided as well. Maybe it was only 10 or 20% of them, but I would go from club to club to club, and they would immediately go like, why are you at that club? Why do you go to that? I said, I go to all the clubs. I 100% love and respect all the clubs. The one thing we need to do is unite as a club. And I believe Jeannie, as the president of the Mojave County, absolutely does that. We are moving. I feel very strongly that the clubs are, the local clubs are coming together so beautifully.
I love that observation, because even 20%, if let's say they don't vote for that office of governor, for example, or president, 20% of the local Republicans just decide, well, I'm not voting for either of them. Guess what? That's a vote for the other side.
100%.
Yeah.
So what we did this year is we created some T-shirts, and I thought the most important thing that was that we need to unite as the GOP. And so that's on the back of our T-shirts, and it says GOP Unites and Mojave County Republican Central Committee, and I'm trying to force people to understand how important that is because we really need.
It was our big mistake.
It was our big mistake.
And the other thing that I think we did was we were so complacent that Trump was doing the we were doing the parades, we were doing all that, but if we don't even know, we can't even guide or direct somebody to a right club at the right time.
Right.
This is where the problem lied. But I certainly hope, I've seen it. We went to state together, the state conference, and even all the ladies are very involved in learning this technology. Even though they're uncomfortable with it, they realize we could have done a better job.
We have in the Republican Party of a lot of older folks, mm-hmm. And understanding the demographics,
that's
right?
A great way to plot.
We need younger folks, and so we actually have created. We've created the Young Republicans, and Amy Boggs is putting it together.
Right. We are really excited. Amy Boggs is, her mother are
amazing.
Just amazing ladies that support this community and the cause immensely. So Amy Boggs, I'm going to put this out there. If you're anywhere between 18 and 40 years old.
Or you know somebody.
Know somebody.
Was she here with you?
Amy wasn't here.
Oh,
no.
She was in the studio with somebody. I can't remember who she came in with.
Well, okay, that's right. She did mention it. So I'm going to just give another plug. Amy Boggs, if you have any family or friends that are between 18 and 40 years old that would like to get more involved in the Republican Party, contact her at 928-231-6805. Again, 928-231-6805. You also have the PACE organization,
yes.
Phenomenal, with Diane Klostermeyer.
Uh-huh. Right.
She goes to all the schools.
Yes. I never knew anything about that, and I just had grandbaby number 7, so I'm extremely excited that I'm aware of these programs, which I had no knowledge of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Diane comes through the door, and there's a giant plate of carbs. She's it's awesome. Just saying.
She's an amazing lady.
Yeah, she always brings gifts. She always brings something to the table.
She's
awesome. And we did her PACE drawing with Ron Gould last month. It was a lot of fun.
I contribute her saving a lot of our children that have come out of our school system because they're not patriotic, and she has brought the patriotic back to our school system. Because many years ago they started taking that out of mm-hmm. what they were teaching, and so
we are lucky to be in Lake Havasu City. Mm-hmm. We really are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
So we're real happy to have them.
So anything else going on with the Republicans, the women, or the Republican?
Well, let's see.
Central Committee?
The Central Committee. Our website has been very successful. Our candidates love it. I don't know if I explained this to you before, but if you go to MojaveCountyGOP.com and you scroll down to below the elephant, you'll see it says Candidate Live Feed. We're the only one in the country that does this. Mm-hmm. And what it is it gives you the messages via Twitter, but you don't have to have a Twitter account.
Thank goodness.
Right there,
I suspended
you just click
mine.
On it right there.
Yeah.
And it gives you all of the candidate messages. Only the candidates that you're going to be voting for. So not the candidates from Southern Arizona or somewhere else that we don't care about their message. So it has, I think right now we have 47 candidates on there, and you can just sit there and scroll and comment. Or if you have to, the only way you can comment is if you have a Twitter account, but you can get their messages. And that's really the best, that's what we need to do right now, especially before the primary. We need to see what they believe in. Mm-hmm. And that commercial is not going to do it, because the commercial is definitely tweaked. You know it's tweaked for one way or other, or somebody wants to bash their competition.
Sure.
You know, it's not the negative message I'm looking for.
No.
It's that positive message. And so you can get that positive message on this. And so that Candidate Live Feed has been very successful.
So we have about a minute. And I wanted to find out from you, straight from the source, do we have any vulnerabilities, like with candidates, say with the censure of Paul Gosar, that sort of, does that make him more vulnerable, or does that strengthen him, do you think?
No, it strengthens him for us, because he's got enough guts to stand up for us, and that's why, you know, if you're being attacked, you know you're over the target.
Exactly.
And he's been over the target a lot.
Okay.
So we're not concerned. Yeah, and he is pushing it, and thank goodness he is, because somebody needs to be there looking after us, you know, and so he's doing a beautiful job.
All right. Then an hour goes fast, doesn't it?
Sure. Okay.
Especially when it's great content.
Yeah.
Good job, ladies. Jeannie Kench, the Mojave County Republican Party Chair and County Assessor, and Nancy Campbell, who's a City Council member. And you have a meeting not tonight, but next week.
Next week, right.
Next week. Thank goodness, right?
Yes.
You've had some long ones lately.
Oh, my goodness. Well, somebody on the council is pushing the envelope.
Uh-oh.
That would be me.
Okay, Nancy. That's what we love about you.
All right. We'll be back with a final shot in a moment. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you
for having
appreciate
us. It. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy.
It feels good to be. Tops down in my Cutlass Supreme, I'll be all right, rolling these streets all
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Just a reminder, tomorrow's show, Nikki Nickel will be in from the Havasu Chamber, the Vice President of Investor Relations, and we'll have somebody from Esme Electric. On Thursday, we've got Brian Springberg coming in to do sound advice, but Symphonic Winds, Phil from Symphonic Winds will be in and tell us a little bit about the concert that's coming up this weekend. And then Friday, we'll cap it all off with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. All right, don't forget Speak Out 2.0. Up next, after news and a short break, Sean Hammond's going to be on. Who doesn't know who Sean Hammond is, right? The general manager at the Aquarius and Edgewater property. Should be a great show. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Stay tuned for Speak Out 2.0 coming up next.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.